So as we begin into the next section of reading aloud this audio book, I'd just like to share a little bit about the process by which this book has been scribed and the process of reading it, which is a very magical experience. I feel like the luckiest girl on planet Earth. The book was scribed through me over the so-called Christmas holidays of 2011. I knew to block off that period of time not to visit family, rather to be alone. I thought to rest, ha-ha. Rest in my life becomes sort of secluded periods of time in which I can do major higher level consciousness work, which is what happened. So I had 8 days, if I recall correctly, to myself alone in our home, during which I went through a deep scribing process, cross-country skiing virtually every day in order to help my system integrate the potency of the light that was flowing through me as I scribe this manuscript. And you will get a sense as we go into the later sections, the energy gets very bright and very beautiful. As I was cross-country skiing every day as a sort of integration process, I started to receive downloads that are not included in this manuscript. And they became the bridge to the period of time that rapidly accelerated in my life following the completion of this written manuscript. It's really important for me to share with those who are listening to this audio recording of this manuscript that I have only read it twice. Actually, I've only read it once prior to reading it aloud for this recording. The first reception of it through my hands was onto a keyboard on my laptop, receiving the sacred script called this book, A New Voice Speaks. When I scribe, I'm lucid. I'm conscious of what's flowing through me, though much of it is deeply coded. And so I'm brought to recognition of some of the layers of the coding as I'm scribing. And many of the layers are not yet revealed to me at the point of scribing. It's just too much volume to go through my conscious awareness if I were brought into complete recognition of all the levels of the meaning as I'm actually receiving the code in the form of the scribing of the manuscript. The only other time I've read this manuscript prior to reading it loud today, the next couple of days, we're recording this probably over the course of 4 or maximum 5 days. The only other time I've read it, the only time in fact ever I've read it, was when I was to polish it. Some people would call this editing. It's wanting to be called polishing in the context of this particular manuscript, because what I'm listening for is the pulse, the code. There was very little change in the first read through in terms of words at all. It was pure scribing, pure reception the first time I brought it in. The polishing was more to listen for the pulse, the code. The pulse that I speak in as I'm speaking is literally coded in the way the manuscript is written. What else to share? It's very much a process of not thinking. As I'm reading the manuscript, I'm being kept in innocent brain as much as I'm capable of, so that it's not a thought process. I'm doing my best to remain as transparent as possible so that the emotion that comes through me is very, very pure, very true. But there's no thought going on. There's a recognition of what I'm reading, and yet there isn't a sort of a play-by-play in my own brain. The experience of scribing is just that. It's very different from writing. Writing, in my view, or usage of the words, is a thought process. It's a creative act. Scribing is very much pure reception. And so when I'm scribing and when I'm reading, I'm very much cognitive, I'm lucid, and yet I'm not utilizing my brain in the way most humans are trained to do in the Western world. It's not a thinking process. It's a pure reception when I'm scribing, and it's a pure listening and purely vocalizing as I'm reading. So there's the state that I'm in as I am recording this manuscript with my dear, dear friend, sound engineer, sitting to my right.